This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks here in Branson, Missouri. And we have as our special guest, really, one of those leadings of the Lord. It just happened to happen today that we called Peter Marshall's office to find out about his book, The Light and the Glory. And I'm going to be reading to you from that book some of the things that really spoke to me, because we were here at Prayer Mountain June 29th, and the Lord really spoke to us as we were in prayer that day. There is one thing that will save America, and it is not the elections. It is an awakening to God. Now, we are coming here to Branson, Missouri, October 24th through 27th. Every year, we have about 4,000 to 4,500 people committed prayers coming from every state in the Union and coming from Australia and all around the world. And we meet here to pray. We meet here before the Lord to humble ourselves and pray and seek God's will. I believe in the power of prayer, and especially united prayer. So you come and pray with us if you can. You can find out about this by calling 1-800-972-3447. Now, in Peter Marshall's book, The Light of the Glory, co-authored with David Manuel, he did tell it in a narrative style and how they were led of the Lord to discover our nation's roots, our nation's foundation. You have to have a strong foundation to build any building, and our nation was built upon a strong foundation. Now, the nation's in trouble. Everyone who knows about the financial crisis, knows about all the other things that have been bothering us, and me, I'm particularly, I know that nations are blessed as they bless Israel. And I've been troubled for some time, as you know, listening to us about some of the things that we've done and instituted in Israel, dividing Jerusalem and other things. But we have with us Peter Marshall, and he not only knows about our Christian heritage, but he believes that it is going to take an awakening or a revival or a move or an outpouring. I believe these are rather, they're semantics in a way. We're all talking about the same thing. And Peter Marshall, what do we do now? I heard the mask on the presidential debate. What do we do? What do we do quickly to get something going here? What can we do, Peter Marshall?
Well, the most important thing, Billy, is fervent prayer. And I mean revival prayer. Now, the key to that is, I mean, God doesn't do anything without the saints praying. And God is not going to send revival while the Church of Jesus Christ in America is busy seeking blessings for itself and is not down on its knees praying. I mean, that is critically important. And by revival praying, I mean prayer that's really based and rooted in repentance, because 2 Chronicles 7:14, which is my ministry verse, Billy, and has been for about three decades, 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if, and notice the first word, this thing is conditional. You know, nothing's guaranteed here. If my people who are called by my name, so God is addressing the believers, if my people will humble themselves, meaning before we get humbled by circumstances, and boy, that sure seems to be coming upon us big time now. First of all, if we will humble ourselves, secondly, pray and seek my face, which is, and seeking God's face, Billy, is more than just sort of casual praying in church on Sunday. You know, it means really making an effort to get a hold of him and get into deeper union with him. So if my people will pray and seek my face, and thirdly, and here's the most important of the three things he's requiring in that verse, if my people will turn from their wicked ways, now clearly that last is a call to repentance, mm-hmm. because that's what turning from wicked ways means, right? Mm-hmm. So he says, if we will do those three things, he will hear from heaven, he will forgive our sin, and he will heal our land. So clearly what that verse is saying to us, Billy, is that only if the Christian believers go deeper in repentance and get really serious with putting the gospel into practice, only then will God bring revival and heal the land. So that's what's got to happen. And I believe that, you know, that's not what is happening in our churches today. American churches today, and I'm talking even charismatic evangelical churches, are characterized by a kind of a self-centered, casual, sort of sloppy agape, kind of touchy-feely Christianity today, which is not really getting the job done. I mean, we don't want to hear, today, you don't hear much preaching, Billy, about the cross. You don't hear sermons on Jesus' words where he says, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. You just don't hear sermons preached on those kinds of things today. So that I think there's a shallow kind of, well, let me say this also. Another illustration, another proof of what I'm saying is, look at the so-called revivals we've had lately in America, Lakeland, Florida, and so forth. You know, yes, people have been healed, no question about it. Yes, people have been saved, no question about it. But these things kind of tend to be like meteorites. You know, they blaze across the Christian sky brightly, but briefly, then they burn out. Now, that's not nationwide revival. That's what I call revival measles. You know, that's where revival breaks out in spots, you know, right? But Billy, even in those revivals, there's not much deep repenting going on. In other words, it seems to be more sort of bring your bucket and collect God's blessings and go home and enjoy your blessing, you know, rather than a deep, deep conviction of, I mean, how much weeping before the Lord about our sin are we doing? And see, that's what it's going to take. I mean, read the Bible, right? You go back when Israel finally came to that kind of point periodically where they could weep over their sin, then God would bring revival and bring the nation back to himself. So, I mean, that's what revival really is. And I think today, Billy, we're far too inclined to think we've got revival when, you know, the Spirit's being poured out and people are jumping up and down, getting all happy in the Lord. But that's not really New Testament revival. So I, you know, my cry today is we've got to get back to what the Bible really teaches about what we've got to do in order to get true revival. I think that's the only hope for the nation, because as goes the church, goes the nation. So judgment begins with the household of God. We got to start with the church in America, and we're not there yet.
Yes, you know, when something happens, whatever goes on in an area is really the responsibility of the church in that area, the body of Christ
right.
in that area.
Right.
The body of Christ in that area, I believe, should be, you know, believing, praying, interceding for their area. And, so many things that we can think about in different places and different things that have happened. But in America, the whole of America, what happens is largely because we let it happen in a way.
Yeah.
We let it happen. And we are told in Timothy, which I quoted another day, that if we pray for our leaders, then we could have a quiet and peaceable life. And I'm just thinking about America and the trouble that it's in right now. And I know that we did not uphold our present president, perhaps the ones before him. We really haven't done our job like we should have done it. And of course, I do agree with you that it is prayer. And we're going to have our prayer meeting out here at Prayer Mountain, October 23rd through 27. We will be talking about some of these things. America does have things to repent about. We do have things that we have to turn. I'm thinking about, I read about Daniel recently in Daniel chapter 9, when he prayed for his people, for God's city, Jerusalem, and for his, the temple area. He prayed, and the first thing, if you read the very first part of that chapter, it said he prayed about how to pray. He sought God for prayer. And we're going to pray in our prayer meeting about how to pray. We're going to seek God. And, you know, God has really spoken to us about this meeting. It's too long to tell now, but our listeners are well aware of what he said, of the things that have happened, very unusual things. It was all on our radio broadcast last week. A man of God, Brother Wiseman, that I did not know at all, had a vision of the Lord about this meeting in the fall. And God made us to know that he wants to use it. He wants us to be successful. God, and it was Wesley who said this, it seems that God can do nothing except a man on earth asks him. And we know that that's because God gave the authority here to us. And so we are going to ask him. We're going to ask him to give us prayer, the right kind of prayer. We're going to do, I'm preparing myself. The Lord said to prepare ourselves and to get the people to prepare. We have a lot of faithful listeners. And I know that they are preparing themselves with fasting and prayer, with whatever way that God leads them to. But we're in a very critical place here. And Peter Marshall, you be blessed as you go about speaking to America about these things. And have you spoken at the Senate? I heard that you had.
I opened the Senate in prayer a couple of weeks ago.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. That's a privilege that I was very, very happy to be granted because, of course, my dad was Senate chaplain for 2 years before his death in 1949, and I had not in all these years I had not been invited to do that. So I was very glad when that came about.
Your father evidently had a great anointing upon his life to do what he did in those 46 years, and so we thank God for the anointing of the Lord upon your life, upon our lives, and upon the body. I believe that before we leave here, we'll see what God had planned for the church in the book of Ephesians. I have lots of faith for the church to be a glorious church. I do. And I have faith for this United States of America. I believe that God's not through with us. We may be in a bit of a place where we're being humbled right now by something outside ourselves. I'm talking about the nation. But we shall seek God. We shall seek him with our whole hearts. And if you'd like to come to our meeting and seek God with us, just call us at 1-800-972-3447 to find out about where to go and what to do for our prayer conference October 23rd through 27th. We also have, I guess, about the last 100 copies that Peter Marshall has and that the publisher has of The Light and the Glory. You will want to look for the new edition that's going to be coming out in the spring, and that you can go to his website, petermarshallministries.com, petermarshallministries.com, and you'll find out about the new book, about the other books that he's written. The Light and the Glory is one of three. This is Billy Brim saying thank you, Peter, and shalom, shalom.